It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, you have some speculation and indication where you think the Saints will go, not in the future, which is what you're looking at,
well,
correct?
Yeah, I'm just a voice of the fans. I don't have no insight. Deuce got more insight with the Saints than me. I just have a little insight because playing the game and how organizations sometimes work. And I don't know. We got to let it play itself out. What's going to happen against Carolina? And I've said this before. Right now, losing 6 games in a row, you have to go back to really pre-Katrina and Jim Hassler. I'll never forget, everyone's displaced. When Katrina hit, we went to Charlotte and beat Carolina. You know, the Saints were 1-0 in 2005, and they finished 3-13. I remember Aaron Brooks had an outstanding game at Charlotte. But, man, you're playing games at LSU. You're playing games in San Antonio. They're the traveling all-stars. So that's a lot of adversity. And then we all know Sean Payton and Drew Brees coming on board and the stability they brought for 16 years. When you look at a 6-game losing streak, and you look into Haslett in 2005, and you have to look at Ditka, 1999, that's not good. Because everyone wants to win in the NFL, and everyone's not going to win. That's why you have 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. They already got one with the Jets. He's gone pecan. That's already one. But when all said and done, 6, 7, 8 coaches will get fired. Now, it's a week-to-week thing. You could say, well, let it play itself out. We're at the bottom right now because we've lost six games. We're 3 games behind Atlanta. And I always say this, watch, we can upset Atlanta when they come to the Dome because no matter how good the teams are, because we always – it seems like you tend to split.
Yep.
Not always, but you would tend to split that kind of game. And it doesn't really mean anything, even though if you would split that. Now, you might say, well, Abar, look at all the injuries we've had. You might say, well, all NFL teams are dealing with injuries. Well, definitely on the offensive side of the ball, but what the hell happened to defense? Now, the defense did come back play and play a whole lot better against the Chargers. So where are we at right now? We at the bottom. We lost 6 games in a row. And, you know, I got this cup of coffee right here, and it's half full. Okay, I can look at this. I don't know. Luke, I want some more coffee.
Don't mess up his coffee.
I want you to fill it up. I want you to fill it to the brim. So I can say this is either half full or half empty. Well, right now, if the Saints had this same cup, there ain't nothing in it. It is empty. Okay, but it's still, you might have a sip or two. Or you might have a couple of drops. But we lose to Carolina, we rock bottom. And there's no way, then all of a sudden, the money becomes involved. And what I mean by that, you got Ms. Gale, you got Dennis Lausch, you got Mickey Loomis, you got Greg Mensa, all the people in charge with the Saints organization. So then they start looking at, because I think they're going to show up for the Falcons game. So we're playing on the road against Carolina, Atlanta, yeah, the Dome's going to be sold out. But then what's going to – let's say you don't win 2 games. Then Cleveland's coming to town. Then all of a sudden, you never wanted to get where the Dome has 45, 50,000 people. Oh, we sold out this year, but you got to look at the future. No, are the fans optimistic or they don't really care? That's why – that's the bottom line. And Dennis Lauscher comes into play that, the fans are disgruntled. And it's affecting us from a monetary standpoint, from a financial standpoint. So with that being said, I could see right now how this is going to play out. Do you think the Saints are going to the playoffs right now? You probably say, I don't think so. So you're going to go three straight seasons without going to the postseason? And then, okay, so what if we win a few games? Well, who are you playing? You might say, well, it's the NFL. Anybody can beat anybody. But if you're heading in the right direction, you should beat a team like the Raiders. You should beat a team like the Browns. You should beat Carolina. And there was one more, Mike. Who was the other one I was thinking of that is it come to my mind? That we should beat when I look at the schedule. I don't have the schedule in front of me.
The Raiders.
The Raiders, yes. Yeah, I mean, the Raiders. Thank you, Mike. So what? We beat them? Well, we should beat them if we playoff relevant. But I'm looking at, okay, Carolina, Atlanta, and Cleveland. Now, I think they'll maybe let it this play itself out and maybe make a decision after the season. And a lot of fans are saying, okay, a lot of teams, you can always get rid of the head coach. And that could definitely occur. Doesn't mean Dennis Allen's not a quality coach, maybe as a coordinator, but not as a head coach. I always said this, Vic Fangio, Wade Phillips, look at their NFL lifestyle. You got to be able to move.
Robert Saleh's going to be a defensive coordinator.
Yes, and he's going to show up and resurface. Now you just have to, like a military brat always said, you got to be willing to move. So that's where a situation. So don't feel bad for Dennis Allen. It all work out for him. Now you look at the administration. Okay, I'd say Mickey Loomis. So and I've said this. Mickey Loomis is not going anywhere unless he truly would want to go somewhere. But you know what I think is going to happen? Is that now this is a Dennis Lauscher decision, and that's why you got to make the tough decisions. And Mr. Benson, I'm speculating, probably told Ms. Gale, his lovely wife, look, Dennis Lauscher, Mickey Loomis, Greg Benson, they've been loyal to me. And I like loyalty. You remember, Mike, you know the story, Randy Mueller. This is two decades ago. All of a sudden, he lost Mr. Benson's trust because he went and talked to the Falcons. And then all of a sudden, he was gone. And they got rid of him. So then Mickey has always had Mr. Benson's trust, so he's going to have Ms. Gale's trust. Okay, so when you think how that all works out. Now, Ms. Gale will want all of us to win and everybody get along. But Ms. Gale could still be the good lady and not the bad lady or the bad guy and put the pressure on Dennis Lauscher. Because the bottom line with the money. So what would happen, and you could all could save face, and they're going to have one fall guy, and I'm going to elaborate on that, is going to be Jeff Ireland. Okay, what's going to happen, I think if it goes by the wayside and we're not back, win one, lose one, and all that, I'm talking about if you're winning like four or five games, or are you going like 6-11, maybe 7-10, but 6-11, let's say something like that. Well, what's going to happen is that all of a sudden Dennis Lauscher will look at the fans and just grunting and all that, and with Mickey, what's going to happen with Mickey Loomis? He's not going anywhere. But he's going to get somewhat of a promotion. A promotion? What are you talking about, Bobby? Okay, what it's going to be like, very similar to what happened in Atlanta. Rich McKay. Rich McKay, his dad, you remember?
John McKay.
John McKay, the USC head coach. And then he went to Tampa Bay. That's his son, Rich McKay. He was the general manager for the Falcons, and they fired his ass. Then Arthur Blank liked him, so he promoted him. I don't even know what his position is. They're going to do that with Mickey. Watch. So all of a sudden, Mr. McKay is still a part of the Saints organization, even though they stole Fontenot from us to be the general manager. So Mickey would move up in the organization. They give some kind of title, like a consultant or whatever, and he still gets the safe face. He's part of the Saints. So then you can't hire within. You got to get an outside general manager and the fall guy, based on because they trust him with their draft, going back to Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis, would be just.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Ireland. I don't know, Mike, is that too far-fetched?
No, it's not.
And I'm not saying that's going to happen. It's not. But you would have said you heard that today if that does occur. And Mickey Loomis is still on board, Dennis Lauscher, they're all still together. But you have a new mind, somebody new in the building running as far as the general manager. And, Mike, I think that could happen again. The Saints could go on a 3-game winning streak. Hey, Val, what are you talking? You say that? I don't know. Derek Carr is coming back. I still have confidence in Derek Carr. I mean, Carolina, come on, Luke shaking his head. Can you beat Carolina? Sorry. I mean, we lose to sorry-ass Carolina Panthers.
No, Luke's talking for the general public.
Yeah.
With that shaking of the head. No,
and I'm telling you, it's a rivalry-type game. You beat Carolina, you can beat the Falcons. The Browns, is Jameis Winston? He might. Jameis Winston might come to New Orleans and beat the Saints.
Okay,
but I wouldn't bet on that. But you know what helped Jameis Winston and the Browns win? If he hits our DBs in the hands and they don't catch it.
It happened to the Ravens the exact same way, two of them.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying. So I would not be surprised. So my plan, what you don't want the Saints to do, and they might not make changes, even though they wouldn't be in the postseason, because they would say, oh, we had a bunch of injuries. That'd be the excuse. You don't want them going 8-9.
No. What I thought they would do to start the season.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we'd be a whole lot better, but we had all these injuries. But this is what I say about that. Okay, the injuries, yes. All NFL teams are dealing with injuries. But when the hell happened to our defense before the Chargers game? Except for Pete Werner, everybody was playing. Everybody was healthy, and now we're going to the Carolina game. What cornerbacks are playing? Look how we hindered. So we've been snake bit. You never want, like Deuce and I have talked about this.
Injuries in one position.
Like one position group, whether it's interior line, or whether offensive line in general, or like the running backs, or the secondary, defensive backs. We all of a sudden counting on the number zero, Amadi, what's his name?
Ugo Amadi.
Ugo Amadi, he's like our nickel corner safety in the slot, and you put in Alante Taylor on the outside, and then, now you're playing Little Bryce. I don't know what he's going to do. He might throw us again. The very first pass, the very first play to Carolina Panthers. Interception to Will Harris. So I don't know. So I'm still intrigued what's going to come about. But again, even if the Saints somewhat turn this around, as a fan base, we don't need to give them a pass. Because either you're winning or losing. It's not about we had a good showing. And it's I think everyone would disagree with this, even Dennis Allen. When Mickey said it's not always about the results. Hell yeah, it's always about
the results.
It's always about the results.
Come on.
It's not PE class. Did you win or lose? It's the NFL. Did you win the game or listen, if we'd had an ugly win against the Chargers, it's a win. Wouldn't you have, like we played hard, we lost right at the end, but we're hanging in there. No, I'll tell you what, I was really encouraged and discouraged at the same time. How we lost to the Eagles and Atlanta. I was like, how in the hell we lost that game? But since then, we've been blowing out double digits. I mean, it was like 18, 19, 20 points. Think about since that Falcons game. You look at the Eagles and Atlanta. Okay, it's like woulda, coulda, shoulda. But ain't no woulda, coulda, shoulda since then, if you look at what occurred. And so, I mean, we're probably not going to wax Carolina again, but can you just win the game? So that's why I think changes will come about, and it'll be interesting to see. And if I had to speculate right now, I would say Jeff Ireland would probably be somewhere else. I'm not trying to get nobody fired, but it's just a production business.
And you would have a new head coach.
A new head coach and a new general manager. If Mickey's going to do right, because people, because the fans are not just like the head coach is going to fix everything. Now, Mickey don't want to hear that, but it's just the way it is. You could still be part of the Saints, like McKay's still part of the Falcons. You know, he's not that. Fontenot's the general manager. And then all of a sudden you consult him, but you bring in a new GM. So, Mike, there's a lot of things. So, right on the surface, you can have a new GM. You can have
a new director of college personnel.
Yeah, a new head coach, because that's where, because just look at the draft. That's where you have to look at, and again, like I said earlier, do we have any young, great players?
No.
One. Maybe McCoy.
I would put him as a very,
very
good.
Very, very, very good. But Mike,
I don't know about a star player, though.
I think McCoy, though, what I mean by he's great, where I just look at that, how much other teams want your players, and that he would start off either.
Well, he would be the one guy I would want.
Yeah, that he would start either at guard or center.
For everybody.
For another team.
We all agree on that.
Yeah. So when
I don't know if I'd call him a great player.
No, he's not even as good as Max Unger.
No.
Then we had Max Unger.
No, Max
Unger,
was great.
The Seahawks. Yeah.
Max was great.
No. So that's why you keep it in perspective. And I'm just trying to grasp at straws, so to speak. I don't know. Who's 26?
Oh, you're really grabbing on
and
that
I'm
one.
Like, okay, Chris Olave. Why are you hating on? I'm not hating on Chris Olave. I think he's very good. He's not great. He's not elite. We don't have no young elite people. Our elite players are now old. Yes. Cam Jordan, look at Saints history, what Cam Jordan has accomplished. But he's old. Look at DeMario Davis has lost a step.
Tyron Matthew.
Honey Badger. You go on and on. And even Alvin Kamara, I still think, has a lot left in the tank, but he's going to be 30 years old. I'm talking about young, elite, great players. So then, what you have to. Well, who's been in charge of the draft? What are we doing in the draft? And, Mike.
That falls on Jeff Ireland.
Yeah. But then who's with Jeff Ireland? Mickey Loomis. Right, because he's the general manager.
In essence, Mickey's not going out and scouting players on Saturdays.
Well,
that's Jeff Ireland's job.
Well, but he's trusting him.
But at the end, Mickey has always told us, I have the final say.
I have the final say.
Yeah, I have the final say. So you can give him the information. My thing is, what you giving him?
I even asked Coach Allen when we did the coaches show and all that, and the young players, like I said.
And he said no great players.
No, exactly. It was like, no, we're developing them, and there's a lot of teams that are developing young players. But I'm talking about a flash in the pan, and we've had those. Then we know from the get-go Teron Armstead was a stud. Jari Evans was a stud. I can go on and on that they've hit on players, even Ryan Ramczyk. Now, he's not healthy now, but I'm talking from the get-go. Oh, no, they're a great player. Then not only the Pro Bowl conversation, but all pro. Oh, yeah, so, I mean, so we haven't really done
and
that.
And that's a little bit of bad luck with Ramczyk because
he
was a top right corner. He's in the top two or three. No matter how you cut it, he was in the top two or three, if not number one. At one time.
Look what we've done like to influence the opposing quarterback. What have we done on the D-line? Okay, the best of the bunch is Brian Brzee. Again, he's good, very good at times. He can rush the passer. He's leading our team. He only has 4 sacks. Think about that. Right now.
An interior player.
Not an edge guy. It's tied with Alante Taylor with 4 sacks. I mean, what? It's not Chase Young. It's not Peyton Turner. Is that no? Not even Carl. Now Carl Granderson, would definitely be in the rotation for every team.
Everybody.
But I think he's very good. Is Carl Granderson making an All-Pro or Pro Bowl
no.
team? No. So that's what I'm saying. So that's why we got to hold them accountable and don't let them just go by the wayside and say, well, we're playing hard. No. Are you winning or losing? Bottom line.
We'll be back live from the brand new Rouses, 2384 Pass Road in Biloxi. Buy a Hormel Cure 81 Spiral Ham and get a free Butterball Turkey with a $25 purchase. We'll be back to finish it off here in our number one on our special edition of Sports Talk right after this break. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.